This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Over a million Palestinians crammed in the southern Gaza city of Rafah are bracing for further assault as Israel orders them to move even further south towards the Egyptian border during its war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The United Nations is warning Israel against a mass displacement of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip.
We would not support in any way forced displacement, which goes against international law.
More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million people are sheltering in Rafah, right up to the border fence with Egypt. They're subject to deadly Israeli strikes and dire humanitarian conditions. Aid agencies have warned large numbers of civilians could die, and that there's nowhere safe for people to go.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. military said Sunday it had struck more devices and missiles in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen that were prepared to launch against ships in the Red Sea. The strikes are part of a series of actions taken by the United States and its allies against the Houthis, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, aimed at halting the Iran-backed rebels' repeated attacks on vital Red Sea shipping lanes. The Houthis, who control much of the war-torn Yemen, began their attacks in November, saying they were hitting Israel-linked vessels in support of Palestinians in Gaza, which has been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Fireworks lit up Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor on Sunday as the city celebrated the second day of the Lunar New Year. This year's festivities mark Hong Kong's first Lunar New Year celebration since pandemic restrictions were lifted. This is VOA News. Iran has marked the 45th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution amid tensions gripping the wider Middle East over Israel's continued war on Hamas and the Gaza Strip. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Thousands of Iranians marched Sunday through major streets and squares decorated with flags, balloons, and banners with revolutionary and religious slogans. In Tehran, crowds waved Iranian flags, chanted slogans, and carried placards with a traditional death to America and death to Israel written on them. Some burned U.S. and Israeli flags, a common practice in pro-government rallies. The anniversary came a month after a deadly attack by the extremist Islamic State group in the central city of Kerman left at least 95 people dead. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Top Western officials criticized former U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday after he suggested the United States might not protect NATO allies who aren't spending enough on defense from a potential Russian invasion. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in a written statement, said, quote, "Any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S., and puts American and European soldiers at increased risk." The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks and members of his family were among the six people killed Friday in a California helicopter crash. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Herbert Wigwe, chief executive of Access Bank, along with his wife and son, have been identified as victims of the crash by the director general of the World Trade Organization, who also says Abimbola Ogunbanjo, the former chair of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, was also killed when the helicopter they were riding in went down in the Mojave Desert. Weather was poor with reports of rain and snow in the area. Both pilots also died. The charter flight was headed to Nevada just outside Las Vegas. Nigeria's president called the deaths an overwhelming tragedy that is shocking beyond comprehension. I'm Julie Walker.
Police say a woman opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before being gunned down by two off-duty officers who confronted her. The afternoon shooting at the Houston megachurch sent worshippers scrambling out of the building between busy Sunday services. Authorities say the woman was dead and the five-year-old boy with her was critically wounded by gunfire. Osteen joined police at a news conference Sunday and said the shooting could have been much worse if it had happened during a larger morning service. I'm Joe Ramsey.